This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, April 8th, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. None of the four defendants in the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer have been convicted. Jurors have acquitted two defendants of all charges in the plot to kidnap the governor, but couldn't agree on a verdict for the two others. The verdicts were read today at the federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were acquitted. The jurors could not agree on verdicts for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Defense attorneys portrayed their clients as weekend warriors prone to wild talk who were often stoned. They said FBI undercover agents and informants tricked the men into agreeing to the conspiracy. Prosecutors entered evidence that the men discussed abducting Whitmer before the FBI sting began. The Detroit Department of Transportation says they want more cameras on buses, according to Bridge Detroit. It's one of the ideas on how to spend $51 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. DDOT and the Transportation Riders United have held community sessions to get community input. Opponents say it's a violation of their privacy, and people are fearful of surveillance programs like Project Greenlight. A judge has ordered the demolition of the deteriorating Packard Auto plant in Detroit, finding that it has become a public nuisance. Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Brian Sullivan wrote in a March 31st order that the plant's Peruvian owner, Fernando Palazuelo, and his company, Art Express Detroit, must remove all rubbish and debris from the sprawling site that covers several city blocks and demolish all buildings and structures on the property. Palazuelo bought the Packard property in 2013 for $405,000 at a Wayne County tax foreclosure auction. He said then that his plans were to restore and reopen the 40-acre complex as a mixed-use commercial, residential, and cultural development. April is Arab American Heritage Month. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made the proclamation for the state earlier this month. The city of Detroit similarly passed a resolution to celebrate the contributions of Arab Americans, as well as bring awareness to stereotypes and challenges. The resolution was proposed by the newly elected Detroit Councilwoman, Gabriela Santiago Romero. The Arab American Institute says there are about 3.7 million Americans who have Arab roots from 22 countries. The fireworks are back in Detroit after a two-year break due to COVID-19. The Detroit Free Press reports people can view the Ford fireworks from Hart Plaza, weather permitting, the last Monday in June ahead of the 4th of July weekend. The fireworks are produced by the nonprofit Parade Company, which also puts the Thanksgiving Day parade together in the city. This year's theme is "Hey Detroit, the sky shines for you." Cats and dogs are available for free adoption through the Detroit Animal Care, which is providing the service in honor of opening day. Adoption and licensing fees will be waived until April 11. The pets come fully vaccinated, microchipped and neutered, and with a bag of treats. People can view adoption options on the Detroit Health Department's Instagram or Facebook page at DET Health. Walk-in hours are 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. daily at the Detroit Animal Care, located at 7401 Chrysler Drive in Detroit. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.